Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jane E. Erlinson, 87 of Richland Center, died March 25th at Pine Valley Community Village. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at 1 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from noon until the time of mass at 1. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Pine Valley Community Village or the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish. The Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Jane E. Erlinson, 87 of Richland Center. Clarence Pulvermacher, 94 of Muscadet, died April 1st at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Memorial services will be held Thursday at 3 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial will follow in the St. John Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Graveside military service will be provided by Post 85 Muscadet American Legion. Friends may call at St. John's School Thursday from 1 until the departure to the church at 2:30. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Clarence Pulvermacher, 94 of Muscadet. Laverne Jean Lou Nundahl, 65 of Richland Center, died March 23rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 4 to 7 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Richland Area Rescue. Laverne Jean Lou Nundahl, 65 of Richland Center. Henry C. Chuck Nelson, 69 of Spring Green, died unexpectedly Thursday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A gathering of family and friends will be held Thursday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Henry C., Chuck Nelson, 69 of Spring Green. Vicki Lynn Davenport, age 67, died last Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Friends may call at the church Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Vicki Lynn Davenport, age 67. Barbara DeVault, age 88, died Sunday at the Waterford in Colby. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the chapel Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Barbara DeVault, age 88. Rick S. Gray, age 64, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Graveside services will be held in the Button Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Rick S. Gray, age 64. Philip Schwabe, 87 of rural Muscadet, died yesterday at Unity Point Health Finley Hospital in Dubuque, Iowa, after a long illness. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock next Tuesday, April 15th, at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to be held in the Pulaski Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet next Tuesday, April 15th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. Memorials may be directed to Preserving Pulaski Church. Philip Schwabe, 87 of rural Muscadet. Patty Creasy, 68 of Viola, died March 26th at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Saturday, May 10th, from noon until 2. Graveside services will follow in the Bowen Cemetery. Patty Creasy, 68 of Viola. Carol Hershuber, 76 of La Crosse, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Private burial services will be held in the St. Charles Cemetery in Genoa. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Carol Hershuber, 76 of La Crosse.